Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing our journey through this season of Lent. Today is a day of fasting, fast and abstinence on Fridays of Lent. The church has a discipline that we're all called to enter into, and it's an important thing to do. It's really a way of expressing some of the central themes that we're being called to internalize in our lives in this season of Lent. First is to humble ourselves. It's a way of humbling ourselves, of self-emptying, of opening our hearts more, to focusing less on securing kind of our own comforts or whatever, but to make a sacrifice and an offering of our lives to pay more attention to the Lord on a day like today, to make sacrifices for our sins. And so the church describes it as a day of fasting and abstinence. So what that means really is we have a day of fasting. We have one main meal during the day, and then the other two meals together aren't supposed to exceed the size of the meal, the main meal that we have during the day. And abstinence, of course, is to not eat meat on Fridays throughout the whole season of Lent. Just a small sacrifice, and children and nursing moms and mentally and physically handicapped people aren't required to do this, nor are the elderly in different ways. But the rest of us, it's really a requirement. It's something the church is calling us to do, to share in the discipline. And it's great that, just think about the whole world of Catholics, the billion people across the face of the earth, all doing this together, humbling ourselves before God and just crying out to God, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to do it. And then doing it the right way, because the first reading we're given today at Mass is very sobering, because we have a way as human beings, because of the flesh, because of the deeper realities of the heart that we can deny and refuse to acknowledge, we can fast, but also do it in a way that's very displeasing to God, you know, to make a show of it for other people, focus mainly on ourselves. And here it's a long reading from Isaiah 58. I'll just touch on a couple elements of it. It begins, says, thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due to them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do you fast and you do not see it? Afflict yourselves and take no note of it. So they're saying, look, the people are fasting, but then he goes on to describe the nature of what's really going on in them in the context of the fast. He said, lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits, you drive all your laborers, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting and striking with a wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. So what Isaiah is saying here is that, yeah, you're fasting, but your heart's far from your actions. You continue to quarrel and fight and be self-seeking. And guess what? Your fast is not heard in heaven. He said, is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? What's acceptable to the Lord? And this is a key thing to remember as we do these external disciplines, to posture ourselves rightly before the Lord, to help empty ourselves, to be more attentive to Him, to be able to respond to Him. He says, do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish. This is heavy. This is good heavy. You know, this is dialing right into the heart of God. It says, this, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. So Isaiah is making clear that it's always with God. It's always a matter of the heart, and the heart is about love. And love is about action. It's not just about sentiment. It's about doing. It's about putting the needs of others first. It's loving God first. It's loving my neighbor concretely. And so you can hear in the words of Isaiah, as he was describing here, really, it parallels the teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. You know, the Sermon on the Mount is the place where Jesus gives us a precious, profound wisdom and understanding of what love looks like. He calls us to the great commandment. He begins by saying, right, he echoes what Moses, we heard from Moses earlier in the week, and the great commandment to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Jesus took it to another level. In Matthew 22, he called it the first and the greatest. It's first because it's the first priority to God. It's the most important thing, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so part of what Lent is about is putting that in its right place. And that's really a matter of the heart. It's a decision to give to God what belongs to God, to walk in obedience to God. It's the love language of heaven, as I've said many times in the program. And so that's what God's after. And then it's to love neighbor. And that love of God is poured out in how we relate to those around us. And so as Isaiah describes here and Jesus describes in the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. These are the values of the kingdom. This is what God really values. This is what Jesus looks like. This is the life that he lived. If we meditate on that, friends, in this season of Lent and say, wow, these are the values of the kingdom of God, and Jesus embodies them perfectly, and this is the direction he's leading me into. This is the life he's calling me to lead. This is what gets crowned in heaven. This is what receives honor in heaven. This is what God honors and God values, and what we're all meant to live and to cheer and to say yes to. Think about that. Here's a meditation for us in this season. Think about these values, and then think about what the world constantly celebrates, exalts, prioritizes, gives all its money and energy to. I mean, I couldn't help but think that a few weeks ago during the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's a, you know, it's a fine thing. It's a football game. It's great athletes using their skills. But there's just so, it's so overblown in its value. It really is. And it's so filled with money and power and set, you know, the halftime show, the exaltation of the flesh, all that kind of stuff. It's just so radically different. It's me first in the best seats and at the best party you could possibly go to, and to all this, it's just so radically different. It's what the world celebrates. And if you want to be celebrated by the world, it's pretty clear. That's, you're supposed to move along with that stuff and overdo it like that. It's just an example of how the world, you know, there's a deep love of money that's present in all of that. It's one of the reasons why it's so overvalued, why there's so much hype around it, because it's exalted beyond its own reality, you could say. It gets exalted so that everybody thinks it's the biggest thing going. And all the advertisers are there spending enormous amounts of money to get you to buy more, to have more, to consume more. And it's the love of money. I mean, it really is what drives a lot of it, why it's disproportionate in its expression, because ultimately there's the love of money and pride that undergirds it all. And it's a deep thing that runs through it. You could see the fall in dimension of humanity, even in something that can be good like that. I mean, sports are wonderful. You know, it's done rightly, it's wonderful. So you see the difference between what Jesus exalts and what Jesus tells us very clearly will be rewarded, and the things he's not impressed by at all. The psalm we're given today is from Psalm 51. It's a beautiful psalm of repentance. It's such an important one. It's a key penitential psalm. Here's just some of the verses. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and from my sin cleanse me. What a beautiful prayer. Friends, I hope you have time today. Maybe you could stop by at a Eucharistic chapel, at a Catholic church somewhere, and kneel down before the Blessed Sacrament, grab a Bible. They often have Bibles in those if you don't have your own in those chapels. If you can't get to one today, maybe do it before you go to bed tonight and just read Psalm 51 and let it be the heart cry. Let it be your heart cry before God. Bending the knee, humbling ourselves, Lord, thoroughly wash me from my guilt and cleanse me of my sin. For I acknowledge my offense and my sin is before me always. Against you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. It's a good meditation, friends, because I don't think we see it as deeply as God wants us to, that the person chiefly offended with every sinful act is God himself. Whether we decided we were going to sin against him or not, that's the reality of it. And so we go to God and we say, Father, forgive me. Knowing he's a loving father, knowing he's merciful, knowing he loves to lift up the humble. He loves to forgive. Jesus himself said, how many times, when they asked him, how many times do I forgive my brother? Seven times. Jesus said, no, 70 times, seven times. It's the number of fullness times 70. It's yes, whatever it takes. If a brother and a sister repent from their heart, forgive them. Be generous in your mercy. For you are not pleased with sacrifices, Lord. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. But my sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Friends, think about the saints when you kind of wonder, what does that look like? People like St. Francis, think of Our Lady, her humble heart before God. By God's grace, she was sinless before the Father. She's like the perfect example of what a human being can become under the grace of God, under the power of God and God's action. Ask St. Joseph, ask the saints who accompany us, who really had a great balance and understood the importance of humbling ourselves before God, acknowledging our sin, not being afraid to do that. Days like this, Fridays, are challenges for us. Because Friday is the day we say, you know, thank God it's Friday, maybe get off work a little early, and then it's time to rock and roll. It's time to party. It's time to just get out and eat a lot and drink a lot, and the whole weekend is meant to be go, 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 fun, fun, fun. As Christians, we need to make some decisions about days like today. Is this Friday going to be like every other Friday during the year, or are we going to take it as a day of fasting, a day of quiet at times, right? To find space in a day like today, or just say no. You know what? Tonight, I've been to lots of parties on Fridays this year. I'm just not going to go this time. I'm just not going to go to concert. I'm not going to do this or that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take an evening. I'm going to give it to the Lord. I'm going to spend some time with my wife, my kids in prayer. We're not going to turn the TV on. We're going to just be with each other, read, you know, talk to each other, pray together. Maybe we'll go to an adoration chapel. Maybe we'll go to confession, whatever it is. Make it a different day and walk with the Lord. Draw near, humble yourself. Let him lift you up so he can bless your life. That's what he wants to do. That's what this is really all about, ultimately, friends. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.